year is sponsored by Debbie Klimovitz, Bush Lamer, Rapal Hangis, and Tiago Ben Vegas, Iowa.
How great. How?
Sean Dunn and Diesel Raffle. How
great.
Guten Tag, everybody. Last week we left off after Shmuel Hanavi had told Shaul what he had done wrong. After Shaul Kiseder not being Maida on his Aveira, he finally was Maida. Except that he blamed it on the people. He was afraid of the people. So we are holding now Kapitel Tezvav, Pasuk Chof Hei. After he was Maida, Kapitel Tezvav, Pasuk Chof Hei. Va'atah, and now, shono es chatosi, forgive my chate, my sin, b'shuvi me, and return with me, v'eshtachvel Hashem, return with me to bow down to Hashem by the Mizbeach, and I'll bring korbanos. Va'yomer Shmuel el Shaul lo yoshevimach, I will not return with you. Ki mo'ashtra es dvar Hashem, you have rejected the word of Hashem, Hashem al Yisrael, and Hashem has rejected you from being a king over Klal Yisrael. Vayisav Shmuel Aleches, and Shmuel turned to go away from Shaul. Vayachazek b'chnaf me'ilay. Simple pshat is that Shaul held on to the corner of the coat of Shmuel. Vayikara, and the coat was ripped. And Shmuel said to Shaul, Korah Hashem is Mamluchus Yisrael, Me'olecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ripped away the kingdom of Klal Yisrael from you, Hayayim, today, Unisono L'Reyacha HaTev Mimecha, and he gave it to your friend that's better than you. Doesn't say who it is, doesn't identify David, simply speaking, because Shmuel did not yet know who that replacement would be. He knew there was a replacement already, but he did not yet know who that was, as is evident from the Psukim Vayter. The Gam Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishakeh. The Eternal One of Klal Yisrael will not lie. The Lo Yinochem, and he will not change his mind. Ki Lo Odom Hu Li Yinochem. He is not a person to regret that which he did before. So Shaul HaMelech hears this. He says, "Vayomer chotosi, I did a sin. Ato kabdeni no, please honor me. Neged zikme ami, in front of the elders of my people, the neged Yisrael, and in front of the rest of Klal Yisrael. Bishuvi me, return with me. Bishtachavesi l'Hashem Elokecha." Vayoshev Shmuel achrei Shaul, and Shmuel changed his mind, and he went after Shaul. Vayishtachu Shaul Hashem, and Shaul bowed down to Hashem. Vayomer Shmuel, and Shmuel said, Hagishu Eli es Agag Melech Amolek, bring forth Agag, the king of Amolek, who Shaul left alive. Vayelech Elov Agag Ma'adanois, and Agag went to him in chains. He was chained up, he was able to walk, but he was in chains. Vayomer Agog, and Agog said, Ochein, it is true, Sor Mar Hamoves, the bitterness of death has descended upon me. Vayomer Shmuel, and Shmuel said, Kasher Shiklo Noshim Charbecha, just like your sword emptied women of their husbands and sons, Ken Tishkal Mi Noshim Imecha, your mother will also be emptied out amongst those women. Vayishasev Shmuel es Agog, lefnei Hashem ba'Gilgal, and Shmuel split Agog in front of Hashem in Gilgal. That was the place where they used to daven, and they used to bring korbanos, because originally the Mishkan was in Gilgal when they first entered Eretz Yisrael, so that became a place where they used to come and daven and bring korbanos. Let's go back now and see the psukim pasuk by pasuk. Back again to pasuk chokhei. Va'atos sona es chatosi, forgive my sin. Vishuvi me, and return with me, v'chstachav el Hashem. So the Malbim explains over here. We see from the previous psukim that there were two aveiras that Shaul HaMelech did. One aveira was he sinned to Hashem. He wasn't the kind of word of Hashem. But it was also a sin towards Shmuel, because he said that the interpretation of Shmuel, loved it by Hashem, was a wrong interpretation. So for that Zogdem Malvin, Shaul was now asking of him two things. Number one, that I was Pegeah in your covet, and that I doubted your interpretation, Va'atosona eschatosi. Please forgive my Aveira, it was a personal affront to you, the Navi. But number two, I need a kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so v'shuvi mi v'shtach v'al Hashem, return with me to Gilgal, and there I will bow down to Hashem and I will bring korbanos. I will not return with you. You have rejected the word of Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rejected you from being a king over Klal Yisrael. And the Metzudis explains, he says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rejected you as king, and I'm going to go back with you now and be mechabed you, so I'm going to be Pegeya in the Rosh Hashem. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you away from being the king, and nevertheless I'm still being mechabed you. So that's an open pegia in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rosh that I can't do. Later on we'll see he changed his mind. But at least at this point he said, Hashem rejected you, so I should be the one to go be mechabed you. Vayishev Shmuel Waleches, and Shmuel turned to leave. Vayachazek b'knaf me'iloi vayikara. The simple shot is that Shaul held on to the corner of the beged of Shmuel, and it was ripped. Vayomer elav Shmuel, kara Hashem es mamluchus Yisrael me'alecha hayayim. Hashem ripped the kingdom of Yisrael away from you today. Unisonu l'reyacha hatoyv mimecha. He's given it to your friend that's better than you. Rashi says, Lefi Pshutai, Vayachse B'knaf Me'iloi Vayikara, like I said, that Shaul, as Shmuel was turning away, Shaul wanted him to stay. It's like when you hold on to someone's beged, you know, you're pulling him back, and in the process, that beged was ripped off. The corner of the beged was ripped off. Now, in the Medrash, there's a Machloikis, whose beged was ripped? We learned like one man to Omar. It's a machloikis between two Amoraim, between Rav and Levi. One man to Omar says the pshat that we just said, that Shaul held on to the beged of Shmuel and Shmuel's beged ripped. There's another man to Omar that says that's just the opposite, that Shmuel held on to the beged of Shaul and he ripped it. And with that he said, Hashem has ripped your malchus away. There's a third sheet in the Medrash that says that Shmuel ripped his own clothing. Together, Aveilus. Shmuel was the Rebbe of Shaul. Shmuel was the one that anointed Shaul. And Shmuel was his Rebbe, he was his guide, he was his mentor for the last 2 years, a year and a half, whatever it was. And he became very attached to him. A Rebbe becomes very attached to a Talmud. So he was ripping his beged in Aveilus because he knew that Shaul's malchus is gone, and apparently could be he thought that he's not going to last very long down here on this world. Now the Medrash also says that with the ripping of the clothing, Shmuel was meramis to show that the malchus is going to be given over to the one that rips your clothing. And that was David HaMelech. Later on, the end of Shaul was a very sad ending. It was a tzaddik, nizgov, and yet it was such a sad ending for him. When he lost his malchus, we'll see later on, he was possessed by a ruach ra. He originally had a ruach vura on him that descended on him, but when that ruach toiv, that ruach of kedusha, when that ruach of vura left him, it was replaced by a spirit of melancholy, a spirit of atzrus that sutumbled him. And Mimela, he listened to the wrong people and he chased after David trying to kill him. So later on in Shmuel, it brings down the Maisa that while he was chasing after David, David was hiding in a cave. And Shaul went to that cave. He was searching for him with soldiers. They were searching for David. And he went to the cave to relieve himself. And while he was relieving himself, he put his beged out. And David was in that cave. And his men told him to go kill Shaul. He says, now's the time that your enemy will be placed in your hand. But David HaMelech didn't want to kill him. But he left a simon. I could have killed you. And he cut off a piece of his beged. And he left that symbol. Shaul left the cave, and when he was already a distance away from David, David called out to him, Avi, Avi, my father, who was his father-in-law. He says, take a look. You were in my hands. I could have killed you. Varaya, I have the corner of your beged in my hands, and I didn't kill you. So why are you listening to the people that are telling you that I'm out to get you, I'm out to take the malchus away from you? And Shaul, you know, he cried out, Atake, you know, he knows that he was unfortunately being possessed by a foreign spirit. But when he was with himself, when he had his regular das, he loved David, and he realized David was a tzaddik. So he told him, I realize you're a tzaddik, I know you're going to be the melech eventually, but please, you know, be mechabed my children, don't kill my children. That's what he told him then. That's an arichas b'fnei atzmai. But this was the remez over here, that the one that's going to rip your beged, that's going to be the one that's going to take over the malchus from you. Now, the Ramban, the Anko Ben Lois brings down the Ramban over here. What was the inyan of the ripping of the beged? So the Ramban says that usually a nevuah that said b'dibur, it could be changed. It could be changed. But if it's a nevuah that comes through a maisa, then already that's it, the gzeir is passed. So that was the inyan over here. As long as that ripping didn't take place, then it was shaykh, maybe it could be changed. But once the beged was ripped, that was a symbol of what's going to happen. Korah Hashem is Mamluchos Yisrael, and the Mela, nothing could be changed. The Brisker Rav says a little bit of a different Deher over here. And really, Rashi seems to say that later on. The Brisker Rav says like this. There's a Rambam that says that if a Navi says that something bad is going to happen to Klal Yisrael, and it doesn't happen, it's not a riot that the Navi is a Navi Sheker. Because it's possible that the Navi Taka said it l'chakila, but Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and the Mela, the tshuva was miskabel. But if a Navi says something good is going to happen, and it doesn't happen, but whenever he says it's going to happen, then he's a Navi Sheker. Because a good thing can never be changed. In fact, when there's Baruch who says and gives a Nebuah over, that's good for Klal Yisrael, if it's Emesik and Nebuah, that Taka can't be changed. This was the Masu Umatan, this was the Zakal Gataria between the Navi, Shmuel, and Shaul. Shaul felt, okay, Chotasi, I did a sin, but I could always do tshuva. It's always possible to do tshuva. So it's a bad nevuah against me, that Hashem took away my malchus. But a bad nevuah, it's always shy to change by doing tshuva. So I'll do tshuva. So Shmuel told him, Kor Hashem is Mamluchus Yisrael, Me'olecho, not only was there a bad nevuah over here for you, but at the same time there was a good nevuah for David. And once there's that good nevuah for someone else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't change that. And the Meila, that is final. As I learned the Brisker Rav, based on the Rambam. There's another inyan over here that the Alchemy Hamloyas brings down in the inyan of Kriya, the inyan of the ripping of the beged. Even though the malchus was taken away from Shaul, but he did have it for a little bit afterwards, and his son, for a short time, the Pibayshes, also had the malchus. So they were giving him a simon min hashamayim, that when a beged rips, and a little bit is left in the hand, he still is holding on to something. You're still holding on to a chelik of the malchus. Thus, you'll still live a little bit, plus your son will take over for a little while. That was a remez with the kriya of the beged. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin says a different shot over here. This knaf ha-beged had tzitzis on it. By tzitzis it says, l'man tizguru. The purpose of the tzitzis is to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's also an inyan of a zechira, zochar es hasharosa l'cha amolek, baderech. It says, you are mevatel one zechira. You are mevatel that zechira by not killing an amolek. I'm taking away that inyan of Zechira, you know, Laman Tizkiru, I'm taking that away from you. That was the symbol, that was the symbolism here. Now, there's a stickle deeper inyan over here. We know that the Tcheles is supposed to remind us about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tcheles is daima to the Yam, and the Yam is daima to the Kisei HaKovid, and the Kisei HaKovid reminds us about Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Tcheles is a reminder about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amalek is the antithesis of this. If you remember, we mentioned that the word Agog, Rav Shamshon Falher says that the word Agog comes from the word Gag. He tries to build a roof that separates between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this was the symbolism over here. Because you were not Meich, you did not erase Agog and Amalek completely. So you were a Gairim in essence to build a roof in between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that union of tzitzis that bonds us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Tchelet, that was taken away from you. Now there's another union of the Kriya here. It's Yadua, I believe it's the Maral that says that Leilenu, if a person becomes an Avul, so he has to write Kriya. What's the union of the Kriya? The Kriya shows separation. Separation between the beloved that departs and the people down here, and also the separation between the Guf and the Neshama. Show, as we mentioned, L'chatchila, when he first became the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed upon him a Ruach of Gevurah. But that Ruach of Gevurah, it was taken away from him, it departed from him, and it was replaced with the Ruach HaTumah that was mevalbel him. That was the symbolism over here in the Kriya. Kara Hashem is Mamluch Yisrael. That Ruach Gvura is being ripped away from you. That was also Merumiz over here. So you have a few Pshatim over here in the symbolism. Just to review a little bit B'kitzer, what is the symbolism of the ripped Beged? Simple, that the Malchus will be ripped away from you. Or the one that rips your Beged, he will take over the Malchus. Or it was a Maise to show that the matter is final. Or like Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, he ripped off the corner of the tzitzis. That's the tzitzis is the antithesis of Amalek. You kept Amalek around, you're going to lose your tzitzis over here. Like we just said, Kriya of tzitzis, is an inyan of Pirud. The Ruach HaGvura will leave Shaul HaMelech. There's a Mavidik Medrash. Because over here it says, Hashem ripped away the Malchus from you, but didn't say who it was. Later on, towards the end of Shmuel, when Shaul saw that he was in trouble, never. He was desperate, and he had nobody to turn to tell him what's going to be. So he went to a balas ha'oiv. He went to a lady that was Isaac and Kishuv, and he wanted her to bring back Shmuel from the dead to ask him what's going to be. The kachav, Shmuel came back, and Shmuel told him a lashon. Vayikor Hashem es hamamlocha miyodecha, vayitno l'reyacha David. He gave it to your friend David. That's what the pasuk says later on. So, pasuk, I would say that the difference is why over here it says l'reyacha hatayim mimecha, and later on it says who it was, because at this time Shmuel Hanavi did not yet know who it was. Later on we'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him on the shlichus, go to Yishai and be Moshech, one of his sons. And later on it was revealed to him which one of the sons it was that was David HaMelech. But at this point he didn't yet know. Later on already it was Yadua. So later on he said David. But the Medrash tells us something else. The Medrash says that later on, by the Balas Ha'oiv, when Shmuel told him he gave it to David, so Shaul asked him a question. Earlier you told me this message already. But earlier you didn't tell me who it was. Why all of a sudden now are you telling me it's David? So he said, earlier when I was alive, I was in the Olam HaSheker. And when I was in the Olam HaSheker, I said things that you could interpret, you know, the wrong way. But now that I'm in the Olam HaEmes, in the Olam HaEmes, I'm telling you clear who it is. So the Dubna Magadi asks a question. Why was Shaul interested? What difference did it make that before, like, you're being told that the mouth is taken away that you've given to David, so it makes a difference, so why didn't you tell me that, L'chadchila? You were told, L'chadchila, that you're losing the mouth, right? So he didn't tell you it's David. Like, why did that interest Shaul so much? And also, the lashon of the Medrash, I told you something that could be interpreted either way. Like, what does that mean? I told you something that could be interpreted in a way of Sheker. And now I'm telling you the Yemes. Why did he say it in such a lashon? So the Dubna Magid says that originally when he told this message to Shaul, without question, Shaul was hoping that his son Yonason would take over the Malchus from him. He was hoping for that. If he loses the Malchus, it'll go over. His son was Roy, Yonason was his father. And he was hoping that the Malchus would go over to his son. And Shmuel knew that he was hoping that the Malchus would go over to his son. But he was afraid. And he says that the Malchus is going to be taken away from him. Shaul will get angry. And who knows what he'll do to him. He was afraid that maybe Shaul will kill him. So he says, earlier when I was in the Olam HaSheker, I was afraid of you. There I have to say something where you could infer it one of two ways. I could either say, either L'Re'echa HaTov Mimecha could mean to your friend that's better than you, or it could mean to your beloved one that's good, and it'll come from you. Yonason will come from you. It could be interpreted any way you want. So I said it in a way where you could interpret it in a manner that will suit you, that you will be satisfied with the interpretation. L'Re'echa HaTov Mimecha, he will stem from you. Well, it'll be your choice or your rushing. But now that I'm the Olam HaEmes, now already I'm not afraid, and now I can tell you the Emes, L'Re'acha L'David. This is what, now Shaul was interested. Why did Shaul ask? What difference did it make? It was a big difference to him. Because L'Re'acha HaTov Mimecha, he taka interpreted to mean to my good beloved one, and it'll be from me. So he said, last time you told me Loshin, which is Mashman, is going to be my son. And this time you're telling me it's David? That was a shocker to him. So he told him, I didn't say clearly last time. I said a way which you can interpret it one way or the other. But now that I'm in the Olam HaEmes, and now that I don't have to be afraid, now I'm telling you the truth. It's L'Re'acha L'David. The Mishmat Sayzov brings down a pshat from the Eitz Yosef on the Medrash. This is a different shot over here in the Medrash. Why did Shmuel Hanavi, why lechatchila did he say, L'Re'echa HaTov Mimecha? And now he said, L'David. Originally I was in the Olam HaSheker, so I said, L'Re'echa HaTov Mimecha. And now I said, David. What's the pshat? He says it, L'mal Yusuf of Shaul. Ever since we know Shaul was on a high, we mentioned this already earlier, Shaul's neshama was on a higher madrega than David. And our tzidkis, Ben Shaul b'molchai, he was like a one-year-old, meaning his neshama was totally pure. David HaMelech's neshama did not come from the same mocker as Shaul. David HaMelech came from the mocker of Amoin and Moab. He had a shaykhus with that tumah. So he wasn't on the same high madrega. So when I was in the Olam HaSheker, mitzav this world, I said, L'Re'echa HaTov Mimecha. Because sometimes to deal with Klal Yisrael and to deal with the different battles, it's better to have someone that's not on the higher Madrega. The one that's on the higher Madrega can't get down and dirty to deal with all of the matters of Klal Yisrael. So last time when I was in the Olam HaSheker, Mitzad the Olam HaSheker, it's Re'echa HaTov Mimecha. He's better than you to handle the job of the Melech. But now I'm in the Olam HaEmes, and the Olam HaEmes, you're on a higher Madrega. But being on a higher Madrega is not a raya that you're better fit to be the Melech. In the Olam HaSheker, you have to have someone that's a politician. You know, there are tzaddikim, they're not capable of being politicians. You know, there are plenty of people are not capable of being Rabbonim, and they're not capable of being in public office. They're more into Nechbel HaKelim, sitting and learning, serving HaKadosh Baruch in a more hidden way. They could be on a higher madrega in their ruchnius, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're fit to handle with public office. So when I was in the Olam HaSheker, you need someone that's able to get into the needs of Klal Yisrael and sometimes to get himself dirty. That's L'Re'echa HaTov Mimecha. David HaMelech is more capable than you in that respect. But in the Olam HaEmes, your neshama is on a much higher madrega, and therefore now I'm saying it the way it is. You see from over here, Big Yisrael, not always, like I mentioned, is the person on the higher Madrega, you know, most fit. Now, you find plenty of Gedolim that were Kedoshim as well, and they were able to tackle, lower themselves and to take care of all the needs of Klal Yisrael. Many Gedolim are like that. I'll tell you, Reb Kiva Eger. Now, me Lonu Godel than Reb Kiva Eger, as far as Kedusha goes, as far as his Tahara, Lamaila, and yet, Reb Kiva Eger, despite his very busy schedule, he used to wake up every morning and learn 50, 60 Vlat Gemara, you know, in his morning Seder. The Gilyan HaShatz on the side of the Gemara, his annotations, was made during that Seder. Besides giving Shiurim and besides Paskening, He used to go be Mavaka Chayla every day, an hour or two a day he was Mavaka Chayla. He was Isaac with Chayla. He was Isaac with all of the Tzorchei Amaka. He was a Maisa Shohei. I might have mentioned this already, and I've seen this in a few reliable places, as hard as it is to believe. I said this recently somewhere. I might have said it over here, but damn it, it fits in very well with what we're saying. Rav Kiva Eger was once sitting and learning in his house, and there's a knock at the door. It's a young girl that comes in with a note from her father. He says, Rebbe, please help me. I'm working hard. I'm trying to pay my chayvus. I'm trying to put food on the table. And with all my hard work, I can't put food on the table. And at this very moment, I know that in the tavern, in the bar, there's a bunch of finer yidden that hang out in the bar. They're playing cards. And there's hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars on the table. They're gambling. And here I am trying to make ends meet, and I can't. And they're just, you know, throwing out money. This man's name was Hertz, Mr. Hertz. So Kiveger goes to his safe, takes out a little bit of money that he had, and he gave it to the girl. He says, come back in a little while. I'll have more for you. He picks himself up with the letter, and he walks himself to the bar. He could be massive. This gadol, this kadosh, this Tahar, to walk to the bar, and they're very much involved. They're sitting around the table, orangutan, with their hands, you know, the cards, you know, the kings and the queens and the joker, whatever it is. Rukivega sits himself down quietly, and he's watching the proceedings. And meanwhile, they start playing a new thing, a new round, and the guy's handing it. He looks at Rukivega, taps the pop. Rukivega says, no. Deal me a thing also. How he knew about this is beyond. So he deals everybody, and Rukivega is sitting there. And it comes his turn, whatever they were playing. And he says, Hertz give in. Hertz is hearts. You know, this king of hearts is one of the sugim of the cards are hearts. He puts it down on the table. Hertz give in. Hertz wins. Hearts wins. So they look at the letter, and they get the hint. They take all the money, they dump it in some box, and they give it over to him. And he takes it. He says he thanks them. But at the same time, he also gave them mussar. He says, don't think that this is mechaper for sitting and being mevakeh time the whole time. You know, you have to get your lives together. This is not a way of life. And with that, he left. And with that, he brought the money over to Mr. Hertz. Hertz give in. Now, this is beyond. This is... Rukiv Eger, the Kodesh Vitor, Lamaila, and he was willing to lower himself. So, those hiddas. I mean, but Lamaisa, not everybody's capable of doing that, you know. But over here they were telling the show that down here in the Olam HaSheker, David is more suited for the job. But in the Olam HaMS, you should know that you are Lamaila. The Gam Netzach Yisroel Lo Yishakeh. The Eternal One of Klal Yisroel does not lie below Yinochem. He will not relent. He will not change his mind. So Rashi explains over here. If you're going to say, so what? I'll do tshuva. I tack it to the chay. I did a chay. So, and that Rashi says, Shmuel was telling him, tshuva's not going to help anymore. Why? Because if it just would have been that the gzeira was against you, that's one thing. But it was already decided as being given to somebody else, and then already, that's already too late. Now you have to understand, we find that Klal Yisrael, plenty of times they change the mind about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael is going to meet their death. They did tshuva. What's the shot over here? So, the Radak says that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change, but not like this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu threatens to punish Klal Yisrael, it's only a threat. Bir Hadvarim, he promised David Hakdoshim that Eretz Yisrael is going to be given to us, the Torah is going to be given to us, the Nitzkias of the world depends on us. So when we do a chait, he has to threaten us. When we do tshuva for the chait, he goes back to his original promise. But that's only if he made a promise with Hatchila to the Eretz Hakdoshim. He never promised the Malchus to Shaul. Shaul had no promises. Shaul was made a melech, you know, by whatever the reason was. Klal Yisrael asked for a melech. There was no promise l'chatchila. To David HaMelech, the Malchus was promised. So even though in later generations there were those that were chayte, eventually it was given back to him because HaKadosh Baruch Hu he takes it away, l'shoa, for whoever it is to do tshuva, and later on he gives it back because he promised. But to Shaul, he never promised the Malchus. Hashem, if he's there. Once he lost it, he lost it, especially since over here, it was already promised to be given. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already made the decision to give it over to David. The Sefer Mishpatei Zohar brings a peladik yipshat here from the Sefer Nefloyis Mitoyres Hashem. A very, very choshev Sefer. Nefloyis Mitoyres Hashem. One of the main purposes of this Sefer is to see how Maisa of a similar bottom and how you find Ramazim in the Torah for future generations, in Navi for future generations. So he teaches over here, Kora Hashem is Mamluchus Yisrael, Unusonul Reacha Atoimi Mecca. You have to understand, he says. The Gemara says, Shol Ba'achas Ba'olsaloi. Shol. He did one Aveira and he lost the Malchus. And David Bishtayim Ba'olsaloi. David did two Aveiras, he didn't lose the Malchus. From the Midrashim is Mashma, like we just said, Shaul was on a higher Madrega. So how does Shaykh to say, L'reyacha hatoiv mi mecha, your friend that's better than you? How's that Shaykh? We just said a pshat. In the kingdom, he's better than you. In Madrega, you're higher. But Lagabi, the kingdom, to run a kingdom, he's better than you. But the Nefloyis Mitarius Hashem says a different pshat. What happened out of the mice of Shaul? He left Agag. He left Agag. And Agag, that one night that he was kept alive, he lived with a shivcha, and she bore a son, and the Seif Dover was, from that eventually came out Haman, and that would be the Geirim of the killing of Klal Yisrael, La'ashmed, La'areg, U'la'abe. So by leaving over Agag, he was Geirim, the bitl of the Nitzvius of Klal Yisrael, the killing of Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. Lehepach, David did an act that brought back Klal Yisrael. David should have killed Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera, he was mavazi him, he was a married b'malchus, and David should have killed him, but he didn't kill him. He told later on Shlomo should kill him. But David himself left Shimi over. Who eventually came from Shimi? Mordechai. So it comes out, by David not killing Shimi, he rectified the avla that Shaul did by keeping over, by leaving over Agag. So in the son of Reacha, Toiv mi Mecca, in this respect, he's better than you. Because you, by leaving over Agag, you caused the Sakana against Klal Yisrael. And David, by leaving over Shimi, that led to Mordechai, and that was Mesach and the Avila that you did. This also explains why all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to over here, the Gam Netzach Yisrael lo Yishaker. Netzach is a lesson of eternity, the eternal one in Klal Yisrael. Well, not why. Why all of a sudden does the Pasuk refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Netzach Yisrael? The Teretz is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees the Nitzvius, the eternity of Klal Yisrael. And in this matter over here, by bringing in David, and David ended up keeping Shimi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is guaranteeing the Nitzvius of Klal Yisrael. The mail over here, it says, V'gam Netzach Yisrael, lo yishaker. Pasuk Lamed. By Yomer, so Shaul said, Chatasi, okay, he hears the terrible news, he's lost the Malchus, I sinned over at least, Ato Kavdenino, at least be Mechabed me, Neged Ziknei Ami, V'neged Yisrael, V'shuvi me, return with me, V'shtachavesi L'Hashem Eloikecha. So the Ma'ari Kara says, Kavdenino, Shlo Yizalzu L'bi V'oidi Chai, at least be mechabed me. Good, I lost the malchus, but at least while I'm still alive, at least they shouldn't be mevazim me. If you're going to leave me now, then people will be mezalzel in my malchus. And we did mention that the inyan of the ripping of the beged showed a little bit of the beged is still left in his hands. That means there'll still be a little bit of malchus left in. So as long as I'm in the king, as I am the king, please at least that long make it that they should be mechabed me and not be mezalzel. By Yosher Shmuel Achrei Shaul, by Yistachu Shaul LaHashem. And Shmuel, he went with Shaul, even though Lechatchila he said he's not going with him. He went with him now, and they bowed down to Hashem in Gilgal. Why did Shmuel change his mind? Why all of a sudden did Shmuel change his mind? Partially, you could say that he heard Shaul's taina was a good taina. Lamaise, as long as I'm the Melech, they can't be mezalzel in me. If you're not going to come with me now, it'll be a bitl in the Malchus right now. So Hashem, if he's there, please come with me. Could be another pshat. Another pshat is, and that this pshat is brought down by the Ralban. When Shmuel saw that it was a matter of embarrassment for Shaul to be mavaz to him, that I can't do. In other words, not to give you covet al tamelech, that's fine. But he saw that Shaul was embarrassed. So even though al pidin, we said before, that it's a little strange, Hashem took him away from being a melech, and you're being mechavenim. But to be mavaz to him, that's already a lock in covet avriyas, and on that already he was willing to go along with him. We find the Meridik Alimud by Bilam, Bilam's Kamar. We find that the Malach, Rashi brings down, that the Malach killed Bilam's Kamar, and he left Bilam alive. Why? So that people should not say, if the Kamar would be left alive, people would say, oh, this is the Kamar that spoke back to Bilam, and he was Mabaza Bilam. So I've covered up Riyas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he left the Kamar, and he left Bilam, and he killed the Kamar. So Chaim Shmulevitz points out, could you imagine how much Kiddush Shem Shamayim could have come from that Chamor? They would have put it in a zoo. This Chamor actually talked. And the Chamor was created from Sheshes, he made Bereshes. This Chamor actually talked. What a Kiddush Hashem would come out by keeping it around. Ba'afal Pikein, HaKadosh Baruch was willing to be Mevater and his own covet. Why? Of covered Avriyas. And who? Covered Avriyas for whom? For Bilam HaRasha. Afal Pikein. No, he's a Ben Adam. Lamaisi, he's a Ben Adam. He might be a flawed Ben Adam. Of Lamaisi, HaKadosh Baruch, while covered Avriyas is willing to be Mavakar on his Egin of covered, so that the Chamor should not best Bilam. So even though Mi'ikar Adin, it could be over here, Shmuel HaKadkila felt he shouldn't go along with Shaul. But when he saw that he was Mavuzah, he said, "Kabdeni no negid ziknei amchav negid ziknei amiv negid Yisrael." He saw it was a bezoyin. Says it's kedai to be mevater, and I could, probably that's the rutzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. It shouldn't be a bezoyin for Shaul, so it's kedai to be mevater. Fani ben Akashi Aimer rutzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu zaken says Yisrael. Here we have Torah mitzvah and emra and noicha beis ma'an pitkoi yagdo Torah v'yagdo. Yeah, but it's not that way, Rabbi. I mean, I'm going to get the grass.